Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, April 18, 2025.
Czech Republic's historic step towards energy independence. In a bold move towards energy independence, the Czech Republic has officially ended its reliance on Russian oil supplies. Prime Minister Petr Fiala announced this historic shift during a news conference on Czech television, marking a significant change after 60 years of dependence. Upgrades to the Transalpine pipeline now allow the country to transport 8 million tons of oil annually, fully meeting its energy needs. Previously, the Druzhba pipeline supplied about half of the Czech Republic's oil imports. This transition is a direct response to global conflicts, particularly following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. By diversifying its energy sources, the Czech government is enhancing national security and paving the way for a more independent future.
U.S. court rules against Google in ad monopoly case. A U.S. court has determined that Google LLC holds illegal monopolies in its advertising technology, which could lead to a breakup of its ad business. The case revolves around the Google Network, an auction-style platform for buying digital ad space. Prosecutors argue that Google's control stifles competition and harms online content creators, including news outlets. Google defends itself, claiming it has outperformed rivals through better technology. Advertising makes up about 75% of Alphabet Incorporated's revenue, which hit $350 billion in 2024. The ruling may spark discussions on how to address this illegal monopoly, with the U.S. Department of Justice seeking to sell off Google Ad Manager. Legal expert Eric Hovenkamp suggests that if Google loses, it could see a revenue drop of less than 10%. This decision could reshape the relationship between advertisers and publishers in the ad tech world and reflects a rare moment of bipartisan support for regulating big tech.
FDA halts food safety program amid staff cuts. The Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has halted its quality assurance program for food testing labs due to significant staff cuts at the Department of Health and Human Services. An internal email revealed that this crucial program ensures accuracy across about 170 labs, helping to prevent food-related diseases. This suspension comes after the firing of around 20,000 HHS employees, disrupting important projects like bird flu monitoring and drug reviews. President Donald Trump has proposed budget cuts of up to $40 billion from HHS, leading to these drastic measures. As a result, the FDA can't perform essential tests, including those for the parasite Cyclospora in spinach and the pesticide glyphosate in barley. This situation raises serious concerns among health experts about food safety standards and the potential risks to public health. What does this mean for our food safety?
Exciting discovery on exoplanet K2-18b. Scientists from Cambridge University have made an exciting discovery about the mysterious exoplanet K2-18b, located 124 light-years away in the constellation Leo. This captivating sub-Neptune planet may host a warm ocean, potentially teeming with life. Researchers have detected unique chemical signatures in its atmosphere that resemble those produced by life forms on Earth, like algae and seaweed. Published on April 17, 2025, in the Astrophysical Journal Letters, these findings build on earlier research from 2023, which identified carbon-based molecules in K2-18b's atmosphere using the James Webb Space Telescope. The latest analysis suggests the presence of dimethyl sulfide, a chemical linked to life on our planet. However, lead researcher Niku Madhusudhan warns there's still a small chance, just 0.3%, that these observations could be a random occurrence. This highlights the need for further experiments and verification. K2-18b was first discovered in 2015 by NASA's Kepler mission, adding to our ongoing search for signs of life beyond our solar system. Could this distant world be home to life? Stay tuned for more updates.
CFPB layoffs spark controversy. The U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or CFPB, is facing a shocking decision to lay off up to 90% of its workforce, impacting around 1,500 employees. This move comes after a federal court ruling that allows the Trump administration to change staffing levels at the agency. Created to protect American consumers from unfair financial practices, the CFPB is now under fire from employee unions and consumer advocates who argue that these layoffs violate court orders. Critics, including Donald Trump and Elon Musk, are calling for the agency's elimination, claiming it has become politicized. With these layoffs, concerns are rising about the CFPB's ability to monitor financial institutions and safeguard consumers from exploitative practices. What does this mean for the future of consumer protection?
Kraken restructures and expands in cryptocurrency market. Kraken, one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges, is making significant changes by reorganizing its team and reducing some positions while still hiring in key areas. Recently, Arjun Sethi was appointed co-CEO, and the company announced a 15% staff reduction, impacting around 400 employees. This restructuring follows a major win for Kraken, as the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission dropped a lawsuit that accused it of illegal trading practices. Despite these changes, Kraken is thriving and plans to acquire NinjaTrader, a retail futures trading platform, for $1.5 billion. This acquisition aims to broaden its services and attract more users. Additionally, Kraken has begun offering no-fee trading for over 11,000 U.S.-listed stocks and exchange-traded funds, marking a bold move into traditional finance. With promises of friendlier regulations from former President Donald Trump, Kraken is well-positioned for exciting growth in the evolving cryptocurrency landscape.
Concerns over CATL's IPO amid U.S.-China tensions. Concerns are rising about Contemporary Amperex Technology Company, Limited, known as CATL, as it prepares for its initial public offering on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Republican lawmaker John Molinar is urging JPMorgan Chase and Bank of America to withdraw from underwriting this IPO. He warns that CATL's designation as a military company by the U.S. Department of Defense raises serious human rights issues linked to forced labor in Xinjiang. Molinar believes that moving forward with the IPO could risk these banks' reputations and endanger American service members. CATL aims to raise at least $5 billion, which could make it the largest IPO in Hong Kong in 4 years. With CATL's vital role in supplying batteries to Tesla's Shanghai factory, the stakes are high. As U.S.-China tensions escalate, all eyes will be on JPMorgan and Bank of America as the IPO date approaches.
Economic impact of rising tariffs. Kristalina Georgieva, the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, recently spoke in Washington, D.C. about the significant economic effects of rising tariffs and trade barriers. She pointed out that the current tax on imports in the United States is at a level not seen in years, complicating business plans and disrupting international shipping networks. This uncertainty in trade policies is causing delays in investments and increasing market fluctuations. Georgieva urged decision-makers worldwide to take strong financial measures and adopt adaptable strategies to stabilize their economies. The IMF is set to evaluate the economic costs of these tariffs in its upcoming World Economic Outlook report, which will include updated growth forecasts and inflation predictions. How will these changes impact consumers and businesses? It's a crucial question for us all.
Murkowski raises concerns over Trump's influence. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska has expressed her worries about potential political revenge from former President Donald Trump. At a recent summit with nonprofit and tribal leaders, she shared that many lawmakers feel anxious about Trump's power over the Republican Party. Known for her moderate views, Murkowski has faced challenges, especially after voting to convict Trump during his second impeachment trial following the January 6th Capitol attack. She criticized Trump's tariffs and proposed cuts to the Medicaid healthcare program, emphasizing her dedication to her constituents' needs. In response, White House spokesperson Taylor Rogers claimed that Trump is focused on achieving success for the American people. Murkowski's willingness to speak out against Trump's policies highlights the ongoing conflicts within the Republican Party as lawmakers try to balance party loyalty with serving their constituents.
Supreme Court to hear Trump's birthright citizenship case. The U.S. Supreme Court is set to hear arguments on May 15 regarding former President Donald Trump's executive order that seeks to limit birthright citizenship. This order, signed on January 20, 2025, would restrict citizenship for children born in the U.S. to those with at least one American citizen or lawful resident parent. It has sparked major legal battles from 22 Democratic state attorneys general and immigrant rights advocates who argue it violates the 14th Amendment, which guarantees citizenship to anyone born in the country. With a 6-3 conservative majority, the court's decision could have significant implications for immigration policy. Recently, federal judges issued 28 nationwide injunctions against Trump's administration, blocking policies deemed unlawful. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plackin stressed that birthright citizenship is a core value that should not be altered by one individual. The outcome of this case could reshape citizenship rights for generations to come.
Global Payments acquires Worldpay. Global Payments, a leading payment technology company based in Atlanta, has made a significant move by acquiring Worldpay for $24.25 billion. This deal also involves selling part of its business that serves card issuers to FIS for $13.5 billion. The aim is to enhance its focus on merchant services and strengthen its position in the rapidly evolving digital payments landscape. Together, they will serve millions of customers and process an incredible 94 billion transactions annually across more than 175 countries. The new entity is expected to generate around $12.5 billion in revenue, with core earnings projected to reach $6.5 billion. While this acquisition underscores the growing demand for efficient digital payment solutions, it raises important questions about competition in the industry. What does this mean for the future of how we pay?
Protests at UC Berkeley against Trump administration's actions. On April 17, 2025, passionate crowds gathered at the University of California, Berkeley, to protest the Trump administration's actions against American universities. Students, faculty, and community members voiced their strong opposition, criticizing the administration for considering taking away tax benefits from institutions like Harvard University, which Trump called a disgrace. This rally was part of a nationwide event titled Rally for the Right to Learn. The protests highlighted serious financial concerns, including the cancellation of $400 million in grants to Columbia University and the freezing of $2.3 billion in funding to Harvard. Additionally, the Department of Homeland Security, led by Secretary Kristi Noem, ended two grants totaling over $2.7 million to Harvard. Trump's comments, alleging that universities promote Marxism and radical left ideologies, sparked a national debate about the influence of government on higher education. The Berkeley protests underscored the ongoing struggle for academic freedom and the essential right to learn in a democratic society.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.